Thank you for worshiping with us, whether in person, through live stream, or podcast. Thank you to all those that make this service available in its various forms. We want to wish our screen team a rest-filled summer. They will be on vacation for the months of July and August and back in September. We acknowledge that the land upon which we gather is unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Epiquette, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. We pay our respects to the indigenous Mi'kmaq people who have occupied this island for over 12,000 years, past, present, and future. Although masks will no longer be mandatory, we ask that if you sing, to please wear a mask for the safety of yourself and others. Offering plates will continue to be available at the entrances, or you can contact the church office regarding other ways to give. A copy of the bulletin can be found on Trinity's website. Please check the bulletin for information on the life and work of Trinity, including visitation for both hospital and pastoral care, how you can donate to assist the people of the Ukraine, how and what to give to the Food Box Project, baptism. And then there's the information on the 2022 Summer at Trinity, which includes the Summer Worship Newsletter, the Summer Office Hours, July Worship Leaders, July Pastoral Care Information. Thank you to Jamie McKay for the donation to Trinity of two walkers. They are greatly appreciated by members of the congregation on Sunday mornings. Also see the bulletin for information on the position of the Engagement and Communications Coordinator, who is responsible for offering support of project activities at Trinity United Church Summerside. The role of the Engagement and Communications Coordinator is to recruit, retain, develop, and cultivate a relationship with volunteers. The role also requires initiative and ability to promote and raise awareness of activities within the church, specifically outreach to families and programming for children ages 2 to 11, and in aid of helping youth connect with the outreach of the church. For additional information on this position, you can just check the bulletin. At the June Trinity Council meeting, some youth brought forward an idea to show inclusion and love. The council approved, and today some of those youth, along with Christian Life and Growth Chair Sandy McLean and team member Gwen Richards, were busy with their first creation of love. They already have further artistic plans to love and witness for this same space in late summer and another version for later in the fall. Seeing this space reinvented throughout the year lives into the values and mission of Trinity United Church Summerside. Our values are welcoming, creating an environment where everybody is welcome, inclusive, working towards being a church where all are affirmed, welcomed, and made to feel at home, respectful, listening actively to others, being flexible, considering other points of view, and being willing to consider change. Courage, embracing and persevering through changes with hope, faith, and patience. Generosity, using our gifts of time, talents, and riches to invite and assist others. And our mission? Trinity United Church is an inclusive and welcoming community that nurtures love of God, respects creation, seeks justice, and serves others. Thank you to Hannah, Sakura, Lacey, Nicola, Alina, for reminding us of these values and our mission as the faith community of Trinity United Church Summerside. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell. I'm the minister at Trinity United Church. Thank you to all who are either worshiping in person with us, visiting with us, those watching online today. Thank you for worshiping with us. I want to note that this past week, at the Tosh graduation ceremony, Ellsworth Campbell was recognized for his service as a war vet, and I want to recognize Ellsworth today and for his service here, and let's give him a round of applause. Thank you. Also, in solidarity with her grandmother, I want to recognize Nicola and Debbie. Debbie's here with us today to celebrate the confirmation of Alina, and I call her a cancer warrior. And she mentioned to me that it was okay to say this because it's been in the Guardian, it's been in the Journal, and it's all over Facebook and social media. So Debbie, welcome today. And our prayers are with you. And we are going to give you a round of applause because you are a cancer warrior. For those who may not know the story, Nicola came to her mom and said, "I want to shave my head in solidarity with my grandmother." And she did. And she donated her hair, and they did it together. You shared together, so thank you for that, and thank you for being part of our faith family. And with any celebration, there's times when we know we need to say goodbye. And this week, we're also saying goodbye. I do have in the congregation today, and with their permission, they asked me to let you all know. Murray and Laura McGilvery are here, and our thoughts and prayers are with them as they journey at this point. Their mom passed away, Joan, and we love Joan. And Joan, actually, you sat pretty close to where Joan would usually sit. And we're going to miss her. And our condolences, Laura and Murray, thank you for allowing us to journey with you, and our condolences on the passing of your mom. The light of Christ shines into this world, a light that we saw in Joan, a light that we see in Nicola and Debbie, a light we see in Ellsworth, a light we see in all of you. And to remind us of that light of Christ, we light the Christ candle as a sign and a symbol. Call to worship. Together we approach this time of worship as a community of faith.
We approach this time together. We are one together.
Calm our minds and give us the courage to just be here in this moment.
This is our time to worship as a community and individual.
Loving God, aid us in loving responses.
We are ready to hear and then to respond.
Amen.
Thank you.
And please join me in the gathering prayer. Gracious God, we gather to in this sanctuary ready to share the warmth and light that comes in your word. Your light shines through the darkness, the promise of new life sprouts. Like your word, when those seeds are planted, the possibilities are endless. These endless possibilities are shared with us when we gather in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. It's always a pleasure to welcome new people within our community of faith. And today we're recognizing new people coming into the community of faith in a couple of different ways. And one is through transfer of membership, and the other is confirmation. Today, this morning, I would ask the following people to please rise. And that is Jean Ramsey and William, as I know as Bill Trousdale. If you could please stand from where you're seated. Everyone can turn around and look. There we go. We welcome. Each of you have requested a transfer of membership to become full members of Trinity United Church Summerside. With these transfers of membership, our faith family grows and we are blessed. Upon receiving your request to transfer your membership to our congregation and confirmation of membership in your respective churches, each of your names were presented to the worship team and the Council of Trinity United Church, and all named today were admitted to full membership in this congregation, and for that we celebrate. For those who are able, let us rise in the presence of God to receive these new members. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you to the privileges and responsibilities of membership in this congregation. God has called each of you. We pray you allow the light of Christ to shine through all that you say and do. This is your faith family, and we celebrate what you bring. Please join me, congregation. As God has called us, we pledge to you our friendship, our help, and our prayers. May the grace of God be with you and know that you never walk alone. All glorious gods, amen. And let's give our newest members a round of applause and welcome. And let us share in the hymn More Voices, Take, O Take Me As I Am. Please be seated. I will ask Lily and Alina to come forward, please. I'll stand up here so I can be far away from you. And I'll have Alina, I'll have you stand right over here, and Lily right here. Thank you. I'll just have you stand here, and you can look at me. You don't have to look at the congregation right now, okay? I welcome you to the service of confirmation. This is a time of celebration and of hope. At various moments on the journey of our life in Christ, we have opportunity to reaffirm and renew our faith proclaimed in baptism. As those who have been baptized profess for themselves the faith of Christian community in which they have been nurtured, we gather to reaffirm the power of the Holy Spirit and to celebrate the place of each person standing here with all people of God. We give thanks for their gifts as they witnessed in this community of faith and promise to continue to walk with them. With joy and thanksgiving, we celebrate the faith we all share and we rededicate ourselves to the life and the work of the body of Christ. Today, we are commissioning each of you to be an apostle, an ambassador, a servant of Jesus, and to remind us we are the body of Christ for the world. So on behalf of the congregation of Trinity United Church, Summerside, Prince Edward Island, I present the following persons who seek to renew the faith proclaimed in their baptism: Lillian Jane Hall and Alina Michelle Richards. I ask these questions that you may publicly profess the faith proclaimed in baptism. Do you believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, and who works in us and others by the Spirit? If so, please answer, I do by the grace of God. Desiring the freedom of new life in Christ, do you seek to resist evil and to live in love and in justice? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. Will you follow in the way of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, I will, God being my helper. Will you join with your brothers and sisters in this community of faith to celebrate God's presence, live with respect in creation, and love and serve others? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. I will now ask those who are able in the congregation to please rise, as we have a commitment to both Lily and Alina. As a baptized and baptizing church, will you continue to support and nurture these persons within a community which worships God, resists evil, and seeks justice? If so, please answer, we will, God being our helper. And today, as an affirmation of our faith, we will share in a new creed together. It will be on the screen, but for those who want to read it from the hymn book, it's 918 in the hymn book. And for our confirmands, I have copies for you. You're welcome. After the new creed, we will be seated, and then we'll share in the prayer of thanksgiving. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. The congregation can now be seated. You stay here. Let us share in a time of prayer together. Creator God, we give thanks for your church and for the work of proclamation that we see around us. Continue to offer us courage, strength, and hope when spreading your word. As we move into this time of renewal, remind each of us that you are ever present in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I will ask Alina to stay exactly where you're at, and Lily, if you want to have a seat with your family for now. And I'm going to invite all those who are going to take part in the laying on of hands to come forward, and we're going to do it just on the main floor here. Okay. and I'll get you to just come around Alina, and you can touch her hand or her head, whatever is more comfortable for you, whatever is a little easier for you. And Alina, I'm going to give you to hang on to this, and I will take your paper for you. Okay, great. I'll get you to hang on to the bowl, all right? And we're going to say this together. I'm going to ask you, Alina, I want to ask you to mark yourself on the forehead with your finger, just a little cross on your forehead. This reminds you of your baptism, Alina Michelle Richards. You are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you, Alina Michelle Richards. That being born of the water and the Spirit, you may continue to be faithful witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'll take this from you, but I have a presentation. We can now present you with your, not only your confirmation certificate, making you a full member of Trinity United Church, but also your confirmation Bible, and we can release her for 1 second, and I'm going to say to you, congratulations. Let's give her a round of applause. Let's open up, and you can be seated. Lily, it's your turn, and I'll ask you to bring forward those who will be doing the laying on of hands as well. And I'll ask you to come up, if you don't mind, okay? Thank you so much. And you can face me, and you can have Mom and Dad on either side of you, and you can touch her forehead, her shoulder, her hand. You can give her a hug if you want. Lily, I'm going to give you your water bowl as well. I'm going to ask you, Lillian Jane Hall, I ask you to mark yourself with the sign of the cross on your forehead. Yes, you can do that now. And this is a reminder of your baptism. You are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit works within you. Lillian Jane Hall. That being born of water and the Spirit, you may continue to be a faithful witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. I also present to you your confirmation certificate. I'll take the water here first. There we go. I'm going to present to you your confirmation certificate and your confirmation Bible. Congratulations. You are a member, a full member of Trinity United Church. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you. The confirmation classes for 2022 were such a blessing. We had 5 people that were part of the confirmation classes, 2 seeking confirmation and 3 wanting to know more about the United Church of Canada, wanting to use it as a refresher. What a wonderful way to work together, to learn together. We were blessed through the entire process. Please join me in prayer for our candidates. Gracious God, giver of life, you have called us by name and pledged to each of us your faithful love. We pray today for your blessing on those being confirmed into your church. Watch over them. Guide them as they continue to grow in faith. Remind us of the promise of our own baptism and renew our trust in you. Strengthen us to do your will and to serve you with joy through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, the Holy Spirit keep you. Amen.
I'm 9, verses 51 to 62, NRSV. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever I go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim to the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
Thank you, Lacey. Please join me in prayer and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever noticed the signs that are around you? Written signs that are posted for us to read and to respond to. Some signs offer you direction. Some offer you advice. They may share in a warning, while others are more direct and tell you what to do, what not to do, and when not to do it. Those posted signs and how they are used are very important. For whatever reason, we are to be alerted. We are to be notified and informed by the sign. Signs can tell us if you are welcomed or if you're not. They can connect people. They can create understanding, and some use words, some use pictures. A couple of weeks ago, I was doing some online reading about the use of signs. I found many interesting posts about church signs in particular, for example. The idea of signage and how it is used in a church, it resonated with me. We have come through over 2 years of the changing signage around a pandemic. Those signs were used to notify and to keep us safe of the rules around the CPHO. And they were the ever-evolving rules of the CPHO. And signage was continuously changed. Where we were at, and how we were to respond. Hopefully, keeping us all on the same page, keeping us informed, and ultimately keeping us safe. Those were and are important signs. However, what resonated with me even more as I researched was the use of signs that were posted, not associated with anything other than the day-to-day stuff of the church. Because if it is posted on a wall in your facility, it must be important, right? It must be important to the church building and its people, right? Then I began to think about all the signs that I have seen in and around church buildings over the years. And I have been in a lot of churches, many different denominations. Some of the posted signs were more directional, based to notify you of where to enter, where an office might be located, those kinds of signs. Many are used to connect people to where they may want to go. However, there are signs that might be posted for other reasons, like making you aware that there's an issue and people may not be doing as they should. Don't leave your dirty dishes in the sink, posted the custodian. Don't leave photocopies on the photocopying tray, posted the office administrator. Put all your music stands back in the cabinet after you use them, posted the music director. Do not disturb Bible study, posted the minister. These types of signs are a bit different because for whatever the reason, the sign is posted to correct a behavior that has become an irritant. I would argue that it is safe to say that by the time this kind of sign is posted, the so-called bad behavior may have happened more than once. The sign to correct our behavior will now be posted for all to see and to adhere to. That is what I hear in the scripture that Lacey read today. There's this sense of feeling the need to post a sign out of frustration. A sense that we need to listen deeper and respond to what is being presented to us. Jesus is in a different place in this scripture. He's entering a new chapter of his ministry, and he knows it. He knows that his disciples, after he is no longer with them, will continue to go through the frustration, the challenges, the struggles, everything that he has gone through for this faith of ours. The proclamation of the teachings of Jesus. He says in today's text, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of God has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus knows all of this, and he wants them to have every support available to them, to us. And in the last few weeks, we have talked about the Advocate. We've talked about the Holy Spirit that comes and reminds us, the followers of Jesus, about the teachings and the nature of God, a God of love. That is the sign to which we are to listen to be aware of, and to live into as modern-day disciples of Jesus Christ. The signs are clear to Jesus. And he wants others to know that this commitment to follow him will not be a cakewalk. Now, don't get me wrong. There are beautiful moments and times when things will feel right with our souls, but there will be times when we'll shake our heads. To be in community, in a faith community with one another, is not easy. When we are in relationship with another, we will not get everything our own way. We won't. And we will be frustrated. And Jesus wants us to feel all of that, but to come back. To come back and to be in relationship. Bring what we've learned and to share it with one another. To share our wisdom, to share our gifts, to share our struggles, and to succeed together. To struggle again, to transform, and know that we're in this together. To rejoice that we're not alone, but together. To make a difference, not alone, but together. To listen and to be together. Our messages, our posted signs, they represent for us community. And sometimes we'll have meltdowns, and that's okay. It is our call to recognize what we say and to match it with actions, to respond with love, to talk the talk, and to walk the walk. Throughout all of this, we are to know that in Jesus, there is refuge and there is peace. The chaos of this world is not only around us, it's in front of us, it is everywhere. And there are moments when our signs and our messages are even more important. As Christians, we are called to not give up. We are called to reach out. We are called to be present and to be relevant. We are called to be, and that means to act. We respond knowing that we do so with love. Today, we welcomed 4 new members to Trinity United Church Summerside, either through transfer of membership or confirmation. There are many of you that when you come through those doors for the first time, or many times, you are part of this faith family. Who we are and who we are becoming is the result of each and every one of you. And that is the key. That is the key question that we are challenged by Jesus today to explore. Who are we becoming? Who are we becoming? What signs do we want to share to each other and to the world? What do they say, those signs about us? We will partake together in Holy Communion from an open table, Christ's table, where all are welcome to partake or to not partake. It is okay to partake. It is okay not to partake. In this place, we come and we receive in a variety of ways. And for that, Jesus reminds us of the gifts of the Spirit. Sometimes we must get out of the way and recognize that things are bigger than you and I. Jesus comes to us in a variety of ways. And as our living stream, we are refreshed again today, and for that we are thankful. That is why this sign that I posted out of a place of frustration is now gone. It will never be posted again. You see, we all can learn. And we can all correct ourselves. Being in this community helps us do just that. I saw that sign after reading those articles, and I said, that sign is wrong. I learned and I corrected. So in its place, when I come back after vacation, in its place will be a sign that says, Bible study in progress. Come in, join us, you are welcome. All glorious gods. Amen. We are still not able to pass around the offering plate as we once would before the pandemic, but we do pause within all our worship service to recognize and to celebrate the gifts that we all bring. And we pause and we lift up those gifts. You'll also note that in the bulletin, Wendy's wonderful, giving us different information on where we can, either where you have volunteer spots or how you can offer back to the church. Those are in the bulletin, and there's offering places, plates at both doors as well. But today, we lift up and we pause and we celebrate the gifts that we bring. For those who are able, please rise as we share in a prayer of blessing over the offering. And please join me in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring the talents and gifts that we offer and ask for your blessing on them. We pray that our offerings are used to do good work in your name out into your world. In the name of Jesus, we pray all things. Amen. When you came in to the at the entranceways, you probably noticed on the table there were these little cups with the wafers on top. If you have brought your own elements, that's great. If you forgot to pick up one of these, Delina's back there. She can just raise your hand and she will hand you one of these. I think we're okay. All right. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is Christ's table, and all are welcome. Please join me in the great thanksgiving. God be with you. Lift up our hearts. We come giving thanks to the Lord our God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share that light, God with us. People gathered to see and to hear Jesus, to witness his acts of healing, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people turned away, betrayed and crucified him. Through all of this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and we could be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing. Thank you. we come to this table, remember that Jesus ate with his friends on the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we are reminded that while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread. And after he blessed it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." He then took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." We eat and we drink today in remembrance of Jesus. We remember the love that Jesus has for each of us. We rejoice and celebrate his resurrection. We wait with hope for his coming again. Together as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Creator God, pour your spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each other. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, and justice in the world. Through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, loving Creator, now and forever. Amen. And as a Christian family, let us join our voices in praying the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. This is the cup of blessing, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For those who brought their own bread and juice, I'll ask you to take your elements out. For those who have the cups, we will take the top part off the cup, and that will reveal the little wafer. So just the top film part of the, and just peel it back, and that will reveal the wafer, symbolizing the bread. And when we have that ready, we will partake together. This is the bread of life. Amen. You'll notice there's another part to the cup that's a little bit more firm. You peel it back, be careful, it's juice, so if you're wearing anything white. And when you peel it back just a little bit, just to reveal the juice, if you brought your own juice, that is fine too, and we will partake together. The cup of blessing. I'll remind you that as you're leaving the sanctuary today, you'll notice that there's two garbage cans on the exits, so just place the little cups in those garbage cans, please. And please join me in the prayer after communion. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words. Transform us and give us that little push we require to love one another, to help each other, and to share the good news. May our acts of Christian love extend beyond this Easter season and into the lives of throughout the year. As we celebrate your creation, may we feel your presence beside us, like footprints in the sand. Amen. Even though we are an Easter people year-round, this is the Pentecost season, and the minister missed that in that communion prayer. But we are an Easter people year-round, so I'm going to say it's a little mistake, not a big mistake, but we are in the Pentecost season. Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time of reflection. We celebrate the building and the transformation of this faith family. We celebrate the anticipation of their gifts into this community. We bring now our joy from so many different places, knowing that this is a deep love, a love of promise, a love to be revealed within this season of Pentecost. And gracious God, give us the courage to recognize when we need to pause and listen. Help us to recognize when we need to respond in a different way. Give us the grace-filled wisdom to discern as your people. And in this time of great blessing, remind us to be kind and to be courageous in the different chapters of our life. Holy God, this is a sacred time, and these are sacred moments. We are thankful for those moments in this world where we can recognize the holy that surrounds us. We pray for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. We pray for those who are fighting to be well. We pray for those who are on our hearts that we have not seen in a long time and we miss them. We pray for all those today. In our silent prayer, we lift up the names of those on our hearts, those in our minds. And in the silence, we're reminded that we are loved, that we are supported, that we are known. And in the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen.
Thank you.
participated in today's service. There was a lot going on in today's service, so thank you so much. I also want to recognize that we do have Jay and Emily with us. And Jay and Emily celebrated their wedding here a couple Saturdays ago, and they're back from their honeymoon, and let's give them a round of applause. Beautiful couple, I have been just so blessed to journey with you over the last year, so blessed with the time that I spent with you, and our world is in good hands, absolutely good hands. As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.
I'm going to invite you all to sit as we, the choir, sing our last anthem to you as you go off to summer. And I know many of you are going off to cottages and visits, and likely will spend some time by the water. You'll be down by the shore. This selection is written by Jane Best, who is a composer, musician, choir director from Manitoulin Island in Ontario. And Jane's shore is that of Georgian Bay and Lake Huron, but our shore is the Northumberland Strait, the Gulf of St. Lawrence, maybe the Atlantic at some point in time this year. But wherever your shore is, may you be able to go down there and embrace God's love there as we speak of that and finding peace by the shore. This is Down to the Shore.